This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In case you missed it, yesterday was the 6th anniversary of Lehman Brothers going under, which is, depending on how you look at it, a long time or no time at all. Mark us in the no time at all category, because even though the economy is mostly on the mend, lots of people are still feeling the after effects of the Great Recession, young adults in particular. Americans between the ages of 16 and 34 still have higher unemployment rates than that age group did before the crash. And they are missing out in so many other ways as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
So one of the areas that people really enjoy in our houses are the master suites and the master bathrooms. Double shower heads.
Here's some place you're not likely to find too many 20 to early 30-somethings. It's a starter home for sale in a subdivision outside a mid-sized western city. Not too many young people are considering first-time home buying right now.
Yeah, they're moving on upstairs into more of our living quarters of the house.
Nor are they achieving other traditional milestones of adulthood, says Paul Taylor at the Pew Research Center, like getting a career track job, buying a car, getting married, having children.
Every one of those milestones is happening later in life for this generation of young adults.
Taylor says compared to their parents and grandparents, today's young adults are less mobile. They tend to stay put. They live with roommates or with mom and dad more, too. It's often described as a generation that has failed to launch, but Taylor says parents and millennials themselves don't necessarily see it that way.
Look, if there ain't any jobs out there, hanging out, you know, with mom and dad is not a bad deal. The refrigerator is usually stocked, and you don't have to put coins in the washing machine. And the generations actually get along pretty well.
So what are young people doing to launch themselves as independent, self-supporting adults in this difficult economy? Lucas Cook is playing the congas, pursuing his art. I met him one Sunday morning in downtown Portland, Oregon. He's in his early 20s, grew up in the suburbs, went to a local college, and kept living with his parents after he graduated. Now he's living with friends in what he calls
music and meditation pad. It's super nice. Feels like a new level of freedom.
What was it like to live at home?
Super intense. My parents have very different ideals than I do, and so it's kind of a process of coming away from them ideologically while still being in their house, and that was really stressful.
Cook is making some money playing gigs, which is partly how he's able to move out on his own.
I would love a cup of coffee, please.
Justine Pope grabs a drink at a cafe in downtown Portland. She's 28 and is only now moving out on her own after living with roommates. Pope went to an elite college and has held down three or four jobs right through the recession. Law firm assistant, yoga teacher, gardener. She does feel she's making material progress. She's about to start a master's program in public health, but she's also kind of despairing of her material progress.
How I live right now is pretty month to month, and I'm fine. I'm not ever, you know, struggling, or I always make my rent, but I'm not increasing from there. I don't have savings. I don't have a retirement.
How about buying a home?
Unimaginable to me. When my mom was my age, she had had her first kid. They were on their way to buying a home. And I feel the life that I'm living now, while very happy, is not setting me up for a comfortable middle-aged lifestyle. I really hope to be a stable middle-aged person.
Bill Emmons, an economist at the St. Louis Fed, thinks most people Pope's age will catch up eventually.
Life expectancies keep rising, and by the time millennials reach their 50s and 60s, they may well be looking at another 10 or 15 years of work. Maybe everything could be extended. You know, there are some limits on that, like childbearing can't be delayed forever, but buying a house can.
But other scholars think the pattern of young people not making these traditional life cycle moves could be long-lasting. Maybe millennials aren't living with parents and roommates, pursuing their art and dreams instead of chasing high-powered lucrative careers because of the bad economy alone. Maybe the culture's changing, and this is the way many of these young people will still be when they hit middle age. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.